Now I'm going to read verses 9 through 10. Will you listen to this? After these things I saw, and remember, he is seeing as well as hearing at this particular place. After these things I saw, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number. Now, someone says, you mean to tell me that man couldn't count that crowd? Well, it doesn't say that. It says no one man could number these. And it doesn't say anything about a computer or an IBM machine. But it says no one man could number this crowd because it's such a large crowd. And I wouldn't dare to venture any number whatsoever. But it must be a very large crowd, or they could be numbered, which no man could number, out of every nation and out of tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, arrayed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. And they cry with a great voice, saying, the salvation to our God, who sitteth on the throne, and to the Lamb. Now, obviously, the size of this multitude is stupendous. It's not a one-man job to number them. And these are Gentiles, people from every tribe and nation under the sun. That means that the gospel of the kingdom in the great tribulation will be preached throughout the world. I want to repeat this. The witnesses, these 144,000 in the great tribulation period, are going to do in 7 years what the church up to the present has not done in 1900 years. So don't boast about your missionary program. None of us are reaching too many. But during the great tribulation, there'll be a great company of people. Now, I personally want to add this, and it's my own private judgment, and you can take it for what it's worth, which is not very much. But I do believe that before the church leaves, and I don't think he says it anywhere, because nothing has to be fulfilled before he removes the church, but it looks to me like now he's going to let the world hear the gospel before the rapture of the church. And I believe that radio is one of the mediums that will be used. I think there are other mediums that are being used today that are fantastic. The tape ministry. Our tape ministry now almost equals our radio ministry. The printed page. And then the evangelism today. Many evangelists are just reaching multitudes of people today. And other radio programs are doing a much bigger job than we're doing. But you put us all together, we're making quite an impact on this world in which we live. Now, here is a great company that have come out of the great tribulation period. This great company, they are rejoicing in their salvation. And they've been saved during the great tribulation period. And again, may I say, the greatest days of God's salvation are in the future. And they're standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And that indicates that they are redeemed. And it indicates they've made it through the great tribulation period. Now, the white robes here set before us the righteousness of Christ in which they're clothed. Because we couldn't stand before God in our own righteousness. Our own righteousness are filthy rags. And I don't think you're going to have filthy rags in the presence of God. And the palm branches here, literally in the Greek, that's palm trees. And that is the sign of victory. Victory in Christ. This multitude is part of that great triumphal entry. When Christ returns to the earth. Really, the triumphal entry has never taken place. That actually was more like a triumphal exit. When he came into Jerusalem, he's getting ready to leave, you see, the earth. Because he was on the way to the cross at that time. But since then, might has been a great company. And in the great tribulation is going to be another great company. And when he returns to the earth, this great company that were martyred for him, that died for him in the great tribulation, and we're going to see later on there, included in the first resurrection, they're going to be there. Now, this is a wonderful, glorious picture that's given to us.